Here's Shikhan Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. We'll take a look at the case numbers for COVID-19 in our area, starting off in Litchfield County, Cornwall with 6, Falls Village, none, Kent, 7, New Milford, 269, Norfolk, 11, North Canaan, 6, Salisbury, 11. Once again, for some reason, Sharon's number is up to 27, Torrington at 513. Locally in Dutchess County, the reports from yesterday, Amenia less than 5, Dover at 9, Millerton Village less than 5, Northeast less than 5, Pawling 22, Pawling Village less than 5, Pine Plains 7, Pleasant Valley 10, Red Hook 7, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 66, Rhinebeck Village 8, Stanford less than 5, Tivoli Village less than 5, and Unionvale 33 and Washington less than 5. In Columbia County, as of 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, 33 residents have passed away from COVID-19. They received confirmed positive test results for 389 community members. 126 active cases of COVID-19 in Columbia County. There are 37 additional residents on mandatory quarantine, 7 residents on precautionary quarantine. 231 of the 389 cases have recovered from COVID-19. 17 of those positive cases are hospitalized, 1 hospitalized in the ICU. A total of 4,508 PCR test results have been received, 1,243 antibody results, which have 130 were positive. The number of people killed by COVID-19 in Berkshire County held steady Friday at 40 with 5 new confirmed cases of the disease. To date, 544 cases have been confirmed in the county. The State Department of Health reported 78 new deaths across the state for a total of 6,718. The report added 617 confirmed cases for a new state total of 95,512. Region 1 All Boards Chair Committee, following an executive session last Wednesday, reported no action was taken on the matter of accrued vacation days for Superintendent Pam Vogel, who's retiring at the end of June. Vogel announced her retirement before looking for extra pay for days that were not used. But again, no decision was made at that meeting. The Region 1 All Boards Chair Committee has negotiated a contract, though, with Interim Superintendent Lisa Carter. Following an executive session on Wednesday, Carter said she would accept the terms, which include an annual salary of $178,164. Carter, currently Assistant Superintendent, will take the helm on July 1st upon the retirement of Superintendent Pam Vogel. News out of North Canaan from the Republican American, the white fir now stands prominently in town, as did the man for whom it was planted for. The late Fred Hall, who served as the town historian for 50 years, was honored at a ceremony on Tuesday as the tree was rooted on a visible town-owned parcel at the corner of Route 44 and Route 7. Quoting here, he epitomized what a town father really was, end quote, former First Selectman Doug Humes. Out of Dover, New York, Jody Grant, a Dover High School senior, painted a mural on the resistance fist, a symbol used in Black Lives Matter movement, on her school's driveway. Within 24 hours, the school's administration made the decision to paint over the memorial. With yet another black individual killed and riots breaking out among the nation in the fight for justice, Grant wanted to raise awareness on her own way. It's a tradition at the Dover High School for graduating seniors to paint a small mural on the school's driveway to represent themselves and personal achievements. Grant's painting, along with the resistance fist, also featured the names of the lives lost with brutality from police. The superintendent and other school officials had that removed after a meeting with Grant. In a story in the Republican American this weekend by Ruth Epstein, after years of planning, several votes, progress, and setbacks, the new Salisbury Sharon transfer station is on the cusp of being completed, as officials believe residents from the two towns will be able to start using the facility by mid-July. The station is a large building that will house employee offices, the swap shop, and a 92-foot by 50-foot garage underneath to store transfer station trucks and equipment. two huge compactors, one of which will be used by commercial haulers, the other for residents, are also on one side of the building, and a long canopy where bins for recyclables will be kept is on the other side. A Catskill woman was charged with attempted murder on Friday for throwing a Molotov cocktail at an occupied police van during a protest in New York City over the death of George Floyd of Minneapolis. In a story at HudsonValley360.com, New York Police Department spokesman Detective Brian McGoolahan said on Saturday, a woman's younger sister, also from Catskill, faces lesser charges in connection with the protest. Samantha Shader, 27, of West Main Street, charged with four counts of attempted murder and assault, one count of attempted arson, criminal possession of a weapon, and reckless endangerment. And Darian Shader, 21, also of West Main Street, was charged with resisting arrest and obstruction of governmental administration, according to the police. Dutchess County Sheriff's Office is alerting Dutchess County residents about recent thefts of high-end automobiles. Thefts has occurred mainly in the southeastern part of Dutchess County during the late night, early morning hours. And so far, the perpetrators have stolen vehicles that were unlocked with the key fobs inside or accessible. The Sheriff's Office is currently investigating those thefts and recoveries of several high-end vehicles in Dutchess County. Well, summer in the Berkshires has not been canceled. A story in the Berkshire Eagle. It's just going to be different. On the heels of numerous season cancellations and postponement by Berkshire Performing Arts Institutions, even Southern Berkshire Institutions announced on Friday in a joint statement their commitment to welcome visitors to the area this summer. The organizations, the Berkshire Botanical Garden, Chesterwood, Hancock Shaker Village, Nomkeg Historic House and Gardens, the Norman Rockwell Museum, the Mount and Tanglewood's grounds, all will be open to the public in some fashion this summer. The majority will open their grounds first as they prepare to reopen as part of Phase 3 of the Baker administration's four-phase COVID-19 reopening framework, expected to begin in July. In Greene County, the Youth Fair, a summer staple in the area for more than 60 years, is amongst the latest events canceled due to the coronavirus theories. That from HudsonValley360.com. Food Festival Hudson, an event for food trucks and other vendors at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park, has also been canceled. Taking a look at meetings coming up in our area today. In Salisbury, the Board of Selectmen meet at 5 p.m. At 6 p.m. will be the Conservation Commission meeting. The next Village of Millerton workshop meeting will be held tonight at 6 p.m. In Cornwall today, Region 1 Board of Education meets at the high school at 6:30. Agricultural Advisory Committee meets at 7:30. Remember, all these meetings are on Zoom. You have to go to the websites to get the instructions on how to go to those meetings. Coming up today at 7 o'clock in North Canaan, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting. Town of Sheffield, Board of Selectmen have a meeting tonight. It's a virtual meeting. Once again, go to the website to get to the instructions how to go to the meeting. The Columbia County Department of Health has set new testing clinic date for Sunday, June 10th at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Chatham. Meanwhile, there is another one coming up tomorrow at 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Sign up instructions and more at 518-828-3358. The Falls Village Board of Education will have a meeting tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Taconic Hills Central School District budget vote and election scheduled for June 9th, but a virtual budget hearing will take place tomorrow at 6:30 via Zoom. Meeting details posted on the district website. Also coming up tomorrow in Cornwall, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse at 7 and the Board of Selectmen at 7:30. The town of Northeast New York has a meeting coming up on June 3rd at 7:30. Sharon Parks and Recreation have their regular meeting on Thursday, June 4th at 6 p.m. A drive-through food drive to benefit the Corner Pantry in Lakeville, Connecticut, sponsored by Litchfield County Board of Realtors, will be held on June 6th from 10 until 2 at the Sharon Market parking lot. Suggested food donations, canned tuna, pasta sauce, canned fruit, hearty soups, shelf-stable milk, vegetable oil or canola oil, and cereal. You can leave your food in your trunk. A volunteer will come and collect it. The Tagconic Grange, number 100, having their annual outside plant sale, but not the tag sale inside the hall, on Dunbar Road in Sharon on Saturday, June 6th, and most likely on Sunday, June 7th, if they have unsold plants. As always, they'll have both flowers and vegetables. The sale will start in the early morning and go on for most of the day. No time specified, as they do not want a crowd of people at one time. The sale is self-service, with protocol maintaining the recommendation of social distancing protocols of 6 feet of separation between individuals. If you're sick, stay home. You have to wear a face mask or covering at all times. They ask that you follow the arrows to keep yourself and others safe. They appreciate your cooperation. More information at 860-364-5373. On June 9th, voters across the Mid-Hudson Valley will determine the fate of school budgets, totaling more than $1.2 billion in spending through an unprecedented process, which all votes will be cast via mail. The Dover Union Free School District, the Pine Plain Central School District, and Weebatuck School District will be all looking for you to vote, so look for your ballots, which should arrive to you via the mail. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlaken.com, and also you'll find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 25,383.11, the NASDAQ at 9,049.87, and the S&P 500 at 3,044.31. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.